This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We have the will. We have the spirit. We have the ability. We can rebuild the Republic and the whole planet. But we got these forces that want to enslave humanity defeated. And then openly ask everybody else, do you want the success? Come with the West. We're not going to kill you like Hitler. That's the left. We're going to take you to the next level. Take our hand right now. You have to do it. Our hands out. We're Christians. We're ready to take you there. Roger, you predicted that Trump, you said he should fire Sessions today. You said it last night. The video's on InfoWars.com. We're going to play it next segment. Then Paul Watts is taking over. I apologize to the callers, but huge breaking news. They understand. No disrespect. Tell us what comes next.
Next, the most logical thing, Alex, would be the declassification of the FISA warrants. This busts the phony Russia collusion thing wide open and puts the focus back on the real crime, which is the use of abuse of power under the Obama administration to hijack the last election. This is something far worse than Watergate, in which they use the authority and capability of the state to surveil the top aides of Donald Trump and most likely Trump himself.
And as you said, January 20th, 2017, with me in D.C., you said they did it. It's illegal. It is the heart of bringing them down. Trump must do this or be destroyed. And now, as you said to me privately last night at 1 a.m. back there, repeat it. You said, I think Trump's taking the gloves off.
There's no question. And this is not only is the
and he doesn't want to do it.
But not only
but he has to do it.
No longer is it just that the termination of Jeff Sessions is the right move, but Matthew Whitaker, the new acting attorney general, is a conservative activist. He's a former executive director of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, a conservative nonprofit. This guy ran twice for state office as a conservative Republican in Iowa. This is not some inside the... this guy looks to me like he is going to be a real...
So this guy isn't a brown noser with crap running down his legs.
No, and I think he's committed to the rule of law and real justice. And perhaps he will now rein in the out-of-control, leaking investigation of Robert Mueller. All of these leaks that you read about Roger Stone in the newspaper, they are illegal, Alex.
And they also use the classified leak to put lies in it.
We know, because you were with me. According to the New York Times on January 20th, 2017, I was under surveillance in 2016. What was the probable cause? Don't say contact with Julian Assange because I didn't have any.
Look, everyone knows
it's
horse crap.
Anyway.
When we come back, though, we're going to play this clip of you predicting this last night and calling for it. And that's why they metaphysically get so upset. I'm there. We're going in, you know, the VIP area below the president for his speech. And I laid out he was going to call in the birthright. He was going to, you know, say the power goes back to the people. And the New York Times walked up to me and they wrote an article and they said, "Did you see the speech?" And he was shaking. And I said, "No, it's kind of like the internet of the spirit. You don't get it." And that's why they're so pissed. They didn't know what to do. They got so scared. Why do you think we're so synced up with the president?
Well, because we're for America and he's for America. Well, we're not trying to be inside the beltway insiders. We're not looking for appointments or patronage or jobs. We just want to save this country for our children, for our grandchildren. Donald Trump didn't run for president because of an ego trip. He didn't run for president to aggrandize himself and make his name bigger. His name was already the biggest name in the planet. He was the best known businessman literally in the world.
The top reality host.
I mean, he did this for America, the same reason that Alex and I are doing it, for our country. It certainly isn't for the
money. But let's admit it. He did it for the animating contest. There's nothing like fighting evil toe-to-toe. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Roger calling the shots last night, and then Paul Watson from London, England, takes over. This is the InfoWar. This is destiny, and this is everything we've sacrificed for.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. To still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
First of all, we need to clean house. He should fire Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein and clean house at his Justice Department. He should give his new acting attorney general a direct order to file antitrust actions to end the racketeering and the collusion of the tech giants to silence not just InfoWars. It's not just about us. We just happen to be the cutting edge.
Now, let's be clear. It's not just the right thing to do. It's also a way to change the narrative from the squeamish, anemic victory the Democrats just had, thanks to Republican ineptness. He needs to tomorrow fire them to change the narrative.
Well, and here's a direct action that all of our listeners and viewers can take immediately. We have set up a new program to deliver, hopefully, millions of letters to the president where we will pay the postage. You send us the letter, we will post it. Alex Jones will deliver these to the post office personally.
Well, let's be clear. We did this a year and a half ago and got 100,000 plus and made the president make a major move. He said just days ago he was looking at antitrust. We had lawyers write up the actual plans that he's actually adopting because everybody else is too scared to do it. WriteTrump.com will give you a copy of the letter you can print off that's signed, you can send, and we guarantee we're going to send it its own letter, and I'll do a stunt where I deliver like 20 bags of it. We're going to hit the White House with a million of these babies. This is so important.
I'm going to pay that down. That's just one clip. The crew did a great job of finding. There's a longer clip where you lay it all out for like 10 minutes. We'll find it and put it out. Paul Watson about to take over, obviously, for the next 50 minutes, and then the war room's coming up, and then you're going to be flying back to Florida, and you're facing, you know, false indictment by the Russian agent, Robert Mueller, literally, who delivers uranium on the tarmac. But the fact that you said this would be the right decisive move to fire him and then Rosenstein, Roger, you told us what was going to happen last night, as you've done so many times. You've got like a 98% accuracy rate. As a former chief advisor to the president, you guys click so much. What do you think's coming next?
I think you're looking at declassification of the FISA warrants. That makes the entire, puts the onus back on the Obama criminals and the criminality of the Obama Justice Department and their collusion with the Hillary Clinton campaign to hijack the last election. This is the insurance policy that Peter Stroke spoke of in his text messages. You may have missed it, but in a historic interview with George Papadopoulos here, Alex Jones heard Papadopoulos reveal that in May of 2016, he was being approached by FBI operatives seeking to plant faux evidence of Russian collusion on him. How interesting that this is the exact same period in which Stephen Halper, veteran FBI and CIA informant and operative, paid over $1 million by the CIA, was reaching out to Carter Page. This is the same period in which a strange man named Henry Greenberg reached out to me through my colleague Michael Caputo. I granted the guy a 20-minute meeting, and he tried to entrap me and compromise the President of the United States. He turns out to be an FBI informant. The use of human assets in an investigation prior to the opening of a former investigation
is illegal.
But this is what they're seeking to cover up. That's why they keep pointing to the non-existent Russian collusion.
But this shows that the president is now ready to go thermonuclear.
It certainly is an early indication of it.
I think it's a huge indication, but let's not be too... Hal will really just give us your first approximation. That's always the deepest. As the president says, what's shallow is deep. How do they strike back?
Oh, you're gonna see them start harping about the president's taxes, and I fear they're going to roll out charges against Donald Trump Jr. There's multiple stories about this yesterday and today. You can see them at the Drudge Report. This narrative is...
America is going to reject this, though. So they're trying to piss the president off to get him to act too provocatively. Maybe he's gotten word they're about to indict Donald Jr., because that's what this looks like with Sessions out.
That's entirely possible. I have no inside knowledge of it, but he's been on the hit list, as I have. And there's a piece yesterday, Matt Drudge had it up on Vanity Fair by Gabriel Sherman, who says it boils down to Roger Stone and Donald Trump.
By the way, we were talking last night, and I finally got home and looked for it, and obviously buried it because it was so powerful, but it was in Stars and Stripes, the Washington Post article, where you have two witnesses, but I remember... 2 years ago or 26 months ago during the campaign, I'm like, can you get me Assange? He's like, John Assange is a jerk. I don't know why he goes in the New York Times and everybody else, not us. I know a New York talk show host, never said the guy's name, that knows him. He says it's damning, but they'd already said it was damning. So everything you're saying, I've already was there. Everyone was here. I mean, we were sending emails to Assange. He was not giving us the time of day. Everybody else could have him on. Us talking to him means we're Russian agents. And then they said in the article, well, you had two witnesses, a filmmaker who's famous and, you know, works with
Oliver Stone,
and another lawyer. You hypnotized them. Now you're Ka from the Jungle Book, and you told me that. I didn't believe it. Last night at like 2 a.m., I'm in bed with my iPad, and I'm reading this that Mueller's, they're saying you hypnotize people. Next, you, like, have lightsabers and stuff.
Yeah, so now that Randy Credico, that guy has, I think, pretty much discredited himself because he's lying and I'm telling the truth.
So they moved on to Corsi.
Now Jerry Corsi will become their chief witness. According to ABC and NBC, Corsi now suddenly remembers that he did know that John Podesta's emails had been stolen, but he didn't know it from WikiLeaks or Julian Assange. He deduced it from his own research. Well, if that's true, he certainly never told me.
Well, yeah, so what is the, now that he was with Mueller for 3 days?
According to the Washington Post, he was in preparation with the special counsel's office.
So that must have been like 10 bottles of vodka?
I'm not going to speculate what he's telling them, but I do know this. I had no advance notice of the hacking.
Look, we know all that. I get it.
Podesta's emails, and Jerry Corsi never told me anything of the kind.
No kidding. If we find Russians trying to get us to sell the country out, we break their jaws and call the FBI on them. We certainly don't give them BJs. Hey, Paul Watson's taking over right now. What do you make of this breaking in live time? Roger said it needed to happen last night. It's happening. Sessions out. What does this signal to the PJW?
Well, the most interesting thing over the last couple of hours, Alex, is not just this, but the reaction from the Trump-hating press corps during that press conference. If you wanted a clue as to how they feel about last night's results, just take a temperature reading of the sheer anger, the sheer vitriol that we saw during that press conference. And I'm going to get into these claims about Jim Acosta, because, again, Alex, they're painting him as the victim. They're painting Trump as a bullier of women for telling another woman to sit down after she went on a rant like Acosta. But if you watch the video, which is on Infowars.com, headline, media sides with Acosta after physical confrontation with female White House staffer, people are saying this is assault. I don't think it's assault, Alex. I didn't think the Corey Lewandowski situation was assault, but many media outlets on the left said it was. This is basically the same thing. If you go down into that article, scroll down, there's a video which has the exact moment. It's right there. If you press play on that.
Yeah, play it.
You watch Acosta's left arm, and this is after he's gone on a rant. Watch his left arm. He pushes her down. That is not much better than what Corey Lewandowski did to Michelle Fields in the same circumstances.
Actually, that is brutal rape, according to leftist ideology.
Oh, if you flip it around, if that was a conservative reporter grilling Obama, and she had come in as a White House aide for Obama, they would now be calling that assault. But they're not. They're doing the opposite. They're demonizing this woman. You've got leftists all over Twitter saying, we're going to find her name, we're going to expose her. The NBC's come out with a piece defending Acosta. He's this brave, courageous journalist. Other people are saying this is assault. I don't think it's assault. I didn't think Corey Lewandowski was assault, but it's how the media is covering this.
Well, to make clear, it appeared to be assault to me. I think he assaulted her from what I've seen.
I admire Acosta as a woman who transitioned as a man. But other than that, now that he's done this, he's acting like a real jerk.
Yeah, just watch the video, watch his left arm, and roll reverse it and see how the media would have reported on it. They're saying that Trump is a hateful woman-hater for telling April Ryan to sit down. This is what Acosta does to women when they try and...
Yeah, you would tell them sit down, it's right, but if you...
Around the microphone.
If you violently... And obviously, he's not a woman that transitioned to a man. It's called a joke. Paul, you're taking over. I'm going to shoot some special reports with Roger. And then the War Room's coming up with Owen Schroyer in about 45 minutes. Whatever you do, viewers, we love you. We appreciate you starting into the calls. This all broke. I apologize. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Without you, you're nothing. We are nothing. We're all nothing. Infowars.com. Don't forget the biggest sale ever on specific items. 57% off blowout sale on colloidal silver. 57% off of Super Metals for Film Vitality. 50% off on X2 and free shipping store-wide. Infowarsstore.com. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
There's more evidence that Jim Acosta, CNN's activist in chief, assaulted a woman than Brett Kavanaugh. That's what Jack Posobiec had to say about this, and the article is up on InfoWars.com. This has been swamped by the news, obviously, of Jeff Sessions being fired and of leftists on Twitter freaking out over the Robert Mueller investigation being terminated. But I'm not going to let this one slide because it was a national conversation. It was a huge news story when former Trump staffer Corey Lewandowski, back during the 2016 campaign, supposedly, according to a lot of people, assaulted Michelle Fields when he tried to keep her away from Trump. You've obviously seen the footage before. I don't think that was assault. Lewandowski obviously claimed that he didn't know who she was at the time. He thought she might be a security threat. She was trying to ask Trump a question. She was trying to get in his personal space. And Lewandowski basically brushed her aside, brushed her out of the way. Now, how much worse was that than this, which happened just a couple of hours ago during Trump's press conference, where Acosta goes on this rant? He asks numerous questions, obviously making it all about himself once again, angling for his own cable show. Watch his left arm during this confrontation. This is a physical confrontation with a female. You can call it that. That would be very accurate. Again, I don't think it's assault, but a lot of people are claiming that it is. And the media reporting, if this had been flipped around, if this had been a conservative reporter confronting Obama, getting in Obama's face during a press conference, going on a rant because they're an activist like Jim Acosta is, and this had happened. Now, bear in mind, this woman, it's her job to take the microphone and hand it to other reporters. Trump asks Acosta to sit down numerous times. She goes to take the microphone. Look at his left hand. When she goes to grab it, he pushes down right there with his left hand. I don't think this is assault. Many people saying that it is. Let's look at what some of other, and the way, the big story here is the way the media is reporting it. Because if you go back to the article on InfoWars.com, media sides with Acosta after physical confrontation with female White House staffer. How did NBC News report this? They said, quote, if you scroll down, there's an NBC News tweet in there. They said, White House aide grabs and tries to physically remove a microphone from CNN correspondent Jim Acosta during a contentious exchange with President Trump at a news conference. So they're blaming the woman. Oh, I thought we were supposed to believe all women in these Me Too times. They're saying that she tried to grab the mic and physically remove it. While that's true, you can say the exact same thing about Jim Acosta. He pushes down, he physically wrestles with her, at least with his arms, to keep hold of the microphone. This would normally be a massive story if the roles were reversed. John Podoretz, who I think is a never-Trumper, so he's no fan of Trump, responded to that NBC report by saying, quote, this doesn't describe what happened properly at all. It was her job to move the mic to the next person, and he wouldn't surrender it. ABC News reported, Trump scolds CNN reporter for being rude as White House staffer wrestles microphone away during presser. That's wrong in two instances. She didn't wrestle with him. He wrestled with her. He was putting more physical force on her than she was on him. And she didn't wrestle it away. She didn't get it. She gave up after he pushed down on her arm. He appears to say something to her after this incident, immediately after, as you can see. And she backs away immediately. The Daily Caller's Derek Hunter asks this. Will CNN PR address Acosta assaulting a young woman working for the White House, or will they just congratulate him for his courage? So again, I'm not saying this is assault, but a lot of people are, and it's a breaking news story, or at least it was as of a couple of hours ago. Now it's been completely swamped by the Jeff Sessions news and the Mueller investigation possibly being shut down. John Ekdahl asks, I think we need to have a national conversation about Jim Acosta's aggressive behavior towards women. What do you think about it? Go and watch the clip for yourself. There's a Daily Caller story about the same issue. Ronna McDaniel tweets, I was sat in the front row of today's press conference. We all value a free press, but it's unfortunate that some reporters seem more interested in getting their own cable show than doing their jobs. Again, talking about the activist-in-chief over at CNN, Jim Acosta. She says the media grandstanding has gone overboard. Now look how a feminist, with literally a blue wave in her profile, and a blue wave emoji in her Twitter profile, responded to this incident. And this was in response to the CNN tweet. She said, quote, she crossed a major line on national TV. Again, blaming the woman. It won't even be an hour, and her name will be known worldwide, and it won't go well for her. Now, that tweet was deleted in a hurry as soon as I highlighted it, but somebody saved a screenshot, which I posted again right there. You can see it. So this is a Democrat. This is a proud resistance member. No doubt a proud feminist. Maybe someone who even marched in the Women's March. Somebody who hates Trump but thinks he's an evil misogynist. Literally calling for this woman, who is just trying to do her job, to be exposed, to be condemned, to be vilified. When, if anything, he's the one assaulting her. I don't think anyone would got assaulted, but a lot of people do. Is this going to be an actual news story, or is Jim Acosta going to be continued to be painted as the victim? There you see one individual who was at the press conference reacting to it. Another who was there, or at least witnessed this, Amber Athey, said Acosta just accused Trump of attacking April Ryan, another journalist, by telling her to sit down. To be clear, April Ryan was shouting out of turn while my colleague was attempting to ask the president a question. So again, there's this narrative that all these journalists support each other. As soon as Trump got into this spat with Acosta, and we've got the video of that, we might go to that later, the next reporter he went to said, oh no, I actually, Jim's a great guy. So there's this narrative that they all stand up for each other. Not in this case. This other journalist was very annoyed about the fact that Jim Acosta was hogging her time, or his time. Let me just check who this was. Yeah, it was a man. So they don't all support each other. And many people were asking the question, was this assault by Jim Acosta? Now, CNN has not responded to that whatsoever. They did put out a statement about this, Jim Acosta being rude, being a terrible person, according to Trump. Because, again, he went on an unhinged rant. Why are you demonizing the migrants without any mention of the fact that they're literally on video throwing rocks at helicopters, literally reports of them violently attacking Mexican police, throwing Molotov cocktails, actually trying to obtain guns in one instance. But CNN responded with this. This president's ongoing attacks on the press have gone too far. Bear in mind, this is supposed to be a news organization. They're not only dangerous, they are disturbingly un-American. While President Trump has made it clear he does not respect a free press, he has sworn obligation to protect it. A free press is vital to democracy. We stand behind Jim Acosta and his fellow journalists everywhere. Okay, that could have come out of any far-left, MoveOn.org, George Soros resistance organization, because that is the statement of an activist group, not of an impartial, independent media organization. I'm biased. InfoWars is biased. We don't try and hide it. We don't pretend to be this middle-of-the-road, impartial outfit. We've got a bias. And so does CNN. They're an activist organization. I tweeted in response, should CNN have their press confidentials revoked? That tweet was the top response to this CNN statement on my account, and also when I was not signed into my account, as the top response was removed from Twitter within about an hour, so they didn't want that going viral. We'll get more into this story and others after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Go away.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that
It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back on The Alex Jones Show. Going to get into some more news aside from the fallout from the midterms later on in the hour, including the pensioner, the 69-year-old pensioner who now wants to identify as a 45-year-old man. So he can attract more women on Tinder. And he says, hey, somebody can try and change their gender for their own benefit, for, you know, greater acceptance in the workplace, greater getting rid of the limitations in terms of employment. And why can't he do the same and legally change his age to become a 45-year-old man? it's a good argument. We'll get into it. It's out of the Daily Mail later on in the show. But first, obviously, aside from the breaking news about Jeff Sessions, which unfortunately for Jim Acosta, he probably hates the fact that it's taken attention away from him because he wants to be the center of attention at all times. We're going to round up on that right now. We've got the clip of Jim Acosta's confrontation with Trump, about a 2-minute clip. We're going to roll it right now.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign. In the midterms, that
here we go.
That if you don't mind, Mr. President, this caravan was an invasion. As you know,
Mr. President,
the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me.
And why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in this election?
No, not at all. I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need the people.
Your campaign.
You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
They weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
that. They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. Right. These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
Mr. President, I had one other question if I may ask on the Russia investigation.
Are you concerned that you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with
you
the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts his
butt. Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either, so
I understand.
To be honest.
So let me ask you a question if I can. You aren't the best. Mr. President, you repeatedly, over the course
of... Okay, just sit down, please. Well, when you report fake news, no. When you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people. Go ahead.
Mr. President, over the course of the last several days of the campaign, sir.
So again, you see from that clip, even after Acosta sat down, even after he's handed the mic over to his sympathetic colleague, he stands up yet again and tries to basically filibuster the press conference. So he had his two questions, he had his little spat, his confrontation, which he always seeks out because he wants to be the center of attention, because he's angling for his own cable news show. He got into the confrontation, he got his little spat, which he wanted to get on camera, sat down, then stood up again, even after his colleague who defended him started talking and trying to ask his question. Acosta then tried to insert himself into the situation yet again. And that's all aside from what we talked about in the last segment, which is him, according to some people, physically assaulting a woman as he pulled down his left arm to prevent her from retrieving the microphone, which was her job. A basically identical situation to what happened with Corey Lewandowski, which much of the left-wing media described as assault. They're not even acknowledging that this incident took place. This is what Lindsey Graham said in response to this confrontation on Twitter. It's apparent to me the White House press corps lives in a bubble, and the way they are conducting themselves today will do nothing to improve their standing with the American people. Remember we had the polls last week, I think it was, where they asked Americans, who's causing more division, more rancor in the country? Is it President Trump or is it the media? The majority of respondents in that poll said it was the media. So this whole narrative that they try and drum up every time that it's solely the fault of Trump is not believed by the American people. Which is why Lindsey Graham says that they live in a bubble. They do. He continues, certain members of the press cannot stand the fact that President Trump and Republicans defied expectations in the midterm elections, actually growing SNA majority. And that is the tone that came out of that press conference. They were angry. They were butthurt. To say they won the House, and that's supposedly a victory, didn't come across that they were very pleased with what happened last night. They weren't too satisfied with the results if their anger, if their aggression, if their tone during that press conference was anything to go by. Graham concludes, he did a series of tweets on this, "The mainstream press are not, in my opinion, enemies of the people, but rather allies of the Democratic Party playing an activist role in support of their agenda." And that is the key word, they're activists. CNN came out with a tweet response, an official statement from CNN PR, which sounded exactly like the statement that would be made by a far-left activist organization. They're not an impartial media outlet. Should their credentials be pulled? That is the question. And in regard to Jim Acosta, who at this point is clearly just trying to filibuster press conferences to make himself even more famous because his ego is so massive, monumental, oversized and out of control. Well, now even left-wing publications are starting to somewhat throw Jim Acosta under a bus. This is out of Daily Wire, left-wing publication. CNN's Jim Acosta is dangerous to journalism. This is a left-wing publication that said this out of The Atlantic. A left-leaning news publication published an article this week profiling CNN's Jim Acosta, suggesting the White House correspondent has lost the fight and become a performance journalist rather than a real reporter. Now, the article published by The Atlantic was called "Jim Acosta's Dangerous Brand of Performance Journalism." And they accused him of being a professional provocateur who amplifies the president's anti-press campaign. They said, quote, "Whenever a reporter has not been kidnapped by terrorists, shot by an assailant, or won a big prize, becomes an actor in her own story, she has lost the fight. Or in this case, reinforced the corrosive, cynical, and deeply dangerous feedback loop that has convinced Trump's most fervent supporters that his relentless brief against the press has merit." So they're actually calling for Jim Acosta, like Trump did today, to shut up and sit down because he's making Democrats, he's making the left look bad because he's feeding into this narrative that the press are at least as equally divisive as Trump. So given what we saw during that press conference, you know, his colleague immediately rushed to his support. Not everybody is rushing to the aid of Jim Acosta if that article in The Atlantic is anything to go by. The writer concludes, "Acosta's broadside blurs the line between reporting and performance, between work and war, at a time when journalists have a greater obligation than ever to demonstrate that what they do is real and matters and is not just part of the passing show. So again, he's an activist. He's working for CNN, which is an activist organization at this point. You saw him bob up and down time and time again, already getting his confrontation, already trying to make himself the story of the day. Then he came back again for a second bite, even after they finally wrestled the microphone away from him at the risk of him assaulting women, which is what a lot of people are claiming he did right now. So again, if that was a success last night for the Democrats, the media, which is a front for the Democratic Party, as Lindsey Graham said, most of it anyway, don't seem very pleased with the outcome. As somebody else said on Twitter, the only wave in 2018 was the left waving goodbye to the Supreme Court. The blue wave turned out to be nothing more than a puddle, and I think deep down they realised that. Deep down, overall, it was actually a good outcome for Trump. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live in the next segment. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, there's more reaction coming into that Jim Acosta incident where some people are accusing him of assaulting the White House staffer who tried to retrieve a microphone from him during his elongated confrontation with President Trump. Mike Cernovich says someone should make a comparison gif of Corey Lewandowski and Acosta. It really is an apples-to-apples comparison. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch says the Acosta karate chop, way to go CNN. So this is going to continue to snowball. Basically, CNN's completely ignored it. The left's completely ignored it. Again, proving that when it comes to feminism, they abandon all their feminist ideals when there's a narrative to be pushed. But again, I think this is going to roll for a little bit longer. Before we get into some of the other news, though, I want to tell you about the great specials available at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have free shipping store-wide. This is the blowout sale. Massive deals, massive discounts, silver bullet, 67% off, super male vitality and super female vitality, 57% off, and we've also got ultimate tri iodine survival shield X3 at a whopping 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can also get Brain Force at 50% off, and the Alexa Pure Pro water filter now available for just $127. We've also got huge sales on the clothing, on the apparel. Go and read all those five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of these great discounts today with Christmas fast approaching, what is it now, basically about 6 weeks away. So we have the Mega Blowout Special available for you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The campaign for 2020 is basically already started. We need funding to get us through it. We need to continue to thrive with your support, which has been outstanding in the interim. So please continue to support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, finishing off on the midterm news, we basically covered it at length. The celebrity endorsements completely failed, didn't they? Taylor Swift endorsing Phil Bredesen out of Tennessee, he lost handily. Oprah Winfrey, who, you know, as of earlier this year was basically being tipped to run for president herself, although she denied it, America's biggest celebrity, according to many people, campaigned for Georgia Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Adams. She lost. So these celebrity endorsements, I would think they're starting to backfire at this point. The polls have shown that people are just sick of celebrities talking about politics. I love it because they get to make videos and make fun out of them. But Americans, when it comes to actually being convinced by celebrities like Taylor Swift and Oprah Winfrey, are basically turning off. They don't want to hear about it. So is it going to be a winning strategy for Democrats to have the Beyoncés, to have all these rap stars, all these big celebrities endorsing whoever the Democratic candidate is in 2020, given that it's looking like it's starting to backfire? Piers Morgan's come out with an article over at the Daily Mail. If this blue puddle is the best the Democrats can achieve after 2 years of celebrity-fueled screaming, then they need a better plan for 2020 or Trump will drown them. He says the Democrats sneaked back at the House of Representatives with a swing of seats far smaller than the shellacking that engulfed incumbent first-time presidents Clinton and Obama in 94 and 2010. And, of course, both Obama and Clinton, despite losing the House, went on to get re-elected anyway. There's also an article out of Breitbart. Best news of 2018 midterm is Kavanaugh backlash against Senate Democrats. He points out Claire McGaskill, Joe Donnelly, Heidi Heitkamp, all lost. Again, Phil Bredesen lost as well. All the Democrats who went against Kavanaugh in that bitter, bitter fight, including Bill Nelson on top of that, all lost. It looks like Nelson's about to lose. They're still tabulating the votes there. John Tester as well, I think he actually came through and won in the end, but most of the Democrats who went against Kavanaugh lost. They got punished for that, so again, that was another losing issue for Democrats, which again, why they don't seem to be too happy today despite taking the House. Trump's Republicans beat historical average for midterm elections. A recent analysis of historical trends noted over the past 28 midterm elections since 1906, the president's party lost about 30 House seats and four Senate seats on average. So of course, with Trump gaining the Senate seats, he's beaten that average, despite the fact that we were told this blue wave was coming. You know, the endless screaming in the sky, the temper tantrums. Oh yeah, by the way, isn't it disgusting to see all those Trump supporters last night and today out rioting on the streets because Democrats won the House? Isn't that this? Oh no, it's actually not happening. It's only leftists who have violent public temper tantrums when they lose Democratic elections. It's only that crowd that does that, isn't it? Because they are, in many cases, a violent mob. Don't see any Trump riots tonight, like we saw after 2016, smashing windows, burning things down, attacking Trump supporters, dragging them out of vehicles, as we saw in the media aftermath of November 2016. It's all quiet on that front, isn't it? Interesting to note that difference. Let's move on to some weird news now. This is out of the Daily Mail. Pensioner 69, who identifies as a 45-year-old, begins legal action to have his age reduced so he can attract more women on Tinder. This is a 69-year-old Dutchman. But by the way, Holland, I think it was the first country in the world, or one of the first at least a few weeks ago, to legally allow transgender people to state the fact that they're transgender on their official government documents, including passports, where I think they've just like put an XX for transgender. So now a 69-year-old Dutchman is battling to legally reduce his age by 20 years so he can get more work and attract more women on Tinder. And who are you to say he can't do that, you disgusting bigot? Trans age is here. It has arrived. Emil Rattleband argues that if transgender people are allowed to change sex, he should be allowed to change his date of birth, because doctors said he has the body of a 45-year-old. And who is anyone else to tell him that he's wrong? The motivational speaker, media personality in the Netherlands, is suing his local authority after they refused to amend his age on official documents. When again, as I just said, a few weeks ago, the Netherlands became, I think it was the first European country to allow people to identify as transgender on their official documents. People will ask, does that have any more credence than this, someone identifying as 20 years younger than they really are? Now, he's obviously doing it for a stunt. He doesn't really believe that he's 20 years younger than he is, but it's funny nonetheless because his argument is basically the same as transgender people when they legally attempt to change their gender. In Sweden, father of Stockholm terror victim claims illegal migrant repeatedly vandalized his daughter's grave. This was the 11-year-old victim of that horrendous terror attack in Stockholm last year where the guy plowed the truck into a group of people. An 11-year-old girl, Ebba Ackland, obviously tragically died during that terrorist attack. Now, according to this story, her grave has been vandalized by an illegal migrant no less than 30 times. What kind of monster would want to vandalize a child's grave? No less a child that was the victim of a horrendous terror attack. I mean, people remember seeing the pictures of her body in the aftermath of that attack, and it was absolutely harrowing. And now, the migrant who has not been identified is alleged by Mr. Ackland, the father of this 11-year-old girl, to have been given a prior deportation order and is supposed to be banned from the country until 2019, but remains in Sweden. So again, we see violent criminals. We saw the case, the pathological altruism case a few months ago, where the guy on the plane had literally tried to strangle his wife and kids with a power cord. You have the left-wing refugee activist on the plane literally grounding the plane to prevent him from being deported. You have hard-working migrants in Sweden who actually start up businesses, who employ people, who actually integrate. They get deported because a little bit of paperwork went wrong. This guy's still in the country, an illegal migrant, allegedly vandalizing a child's grave 30 times, and he's got evidence of it, it's in the article, nothing happens. That's why Sweden is an absolute joke. Also in Sweden, Swedish police to recruit migrant police officers from crime-ridden no-go area. The Swedish police have serious plans to recruit police officers from Rinkeby, a crime-ridden migrant suburb in Stockholm. This is one of those suburbs where you've all seen the footage. The media goes in there with cameras, they're physically assaulted, they're attacked, they're hit, they get rocks thrown at them. The police stations there are attacked. They're having to reinforce the existing police stations, refusing to build new ones because they're just constantly attacked. Grenade attacks, rising crime, rape rates through the roof. So their solution is to recruit some of these migrants from the same area to try and police the other migrants. That's how bad it's got. You remember the movie Clockwork Orange, where the droogs eventually became the police so they could police the other droogs. That's literally what's happening in Sweden right now. Over in Italy, we have better news. Salvini wins. Italian Senate approves new law to make deportation of migrants easier. They have approved this new law to more easily deport convicted asylum seekers by a vote of 163 to 59. So unlike Sweden, which likes to keep its violent illegal migrant criminals onshore, domestic, Italy is finally making moves to deport them and make Italy safe again. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Coming up next, War Room Live. Don't miss it. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're bringing back one of the biggest